Chapter 14. "This is absolutely insane," Sonny Randall said.
"I know," Jesse said.
"She and I can't be together," Jen said.
"Of course not," Jesse said.
He was sitting on a stool at the bar in his living room in front of his picture of Ozzie Smith. Jen sat in a chair to his left near the bedroom corridor. Sonny sat in a chair to his right.
"We're even sitting in a triangle," Jesse thought.
The phone rang. He picked it up and looked at the display. It was Molly. He answered.
"Jesse, there's a guy here from the governor's office," Molly said, "looking for you."
"Tell him I'm not available right now."
"He won't like that," Molly said.
"I can't worry right now," Jesse said, "about what people like."
"I'll try to handle it," Molly said.
"Thanks, Moll."
"But I'm not the chief of police," Molly said.
"Do what you can," Jesse said. "I'll be there when I can be there."
He hung up and looked at the two women. Neither of them said anything. It was late morning, and the sun coming through the French doors made a long, bright parallelogram on the living room floor. Jesse picked up an empty highball glass from the bar. It was made of thick glass and had a nice heft to it.
"I need a drink," Jesse said.
Neither woman spoke.
"Probably needed too many drinks in my life," Jesse said.
The women stayed quiet. Jesse smiled without happiness. He turned the empty glass slowly in both hands.
"Booze aside," he said, "there are, as far as I can tell, three things in life that matter to me. Jen, Sonny, and being a cop. Things have not gone well with us, Jen. But because I can't quite let you go, things aren't going as well as they should with you, Sonny."
"In fairness," Sonny said,
"there is, of course, Richie."
Jesse nodded.
"In fairness," Jen said, "there are a lot of things."
"Both of you," Jesse said, "matter more to me than anything except my job. And I seem unable to do my job if I don't ask you to do something that is probably unfair to both of you.
Which would make you, in some sense, 0-3, Sonny said.
"Yes, I cannot allow Jen to be unprotected. I cannot allow her rapist to walk around free and easy. And I cannot protect her or find her rapist and remain a good chief of police."
"Which was what saved you when you came east from L.A., Jen said.
"Alone." "It's what I have," Jesse said.
"In some odd way," Jen said, "you have both of us."
"I know."
"Which also means you have neither of us," Sonny said.
"I know."
The sun had gotten higher, and the long rectangle of sunlight on the living room floor had shortened.
"Do you love him?"
Sonny said to Jen.
Jen shook her head.
"I don't know how to answer that," she said. "I do know that I cannot imagine a life without Jesse in it."
"To protect you," Sonny said.
Jen nodded.
"I know it looks like that," she said, "and I probably deserve that it does. But it's always that way. With him, without him, with someone else. I cannot imagine a life without him in it."
"I understand that," Sonny said.
"Can you protect me?"
Jen said.
"You mean, am I any good?" Sonny said.
"You're a woman.
Who better?"
Jen looked at Jesse.
"She can protect you," he said. "And she can find your rapist."
Jen looked back at Sonny.
"Would you?"
"Rape is something men can understand," Sonny said. "But women not only understand it, they feel it in their viscera.
In terms of what happened to you, Jesse will never know what we know right now."
"Yes," Jen said.
Right now, the most important thing in the room is what happened to you, Sonny said. I will protect you until the son of a bitch is in jail or dead. Either one. Do you have a gun? Jen said.
Sonny opened her purse and took out a short revolver.
And you can shoot? Jen said.
Quite well, Sonny said. Jen began to cry. Sonny put the gun away and went and sat on the arm of Jen's chair and put her arm around Jen's shoulders. Jen turned a little and pressed her face against Sonny's ribcage and cried harder. Sonny patted her.
You're going to be fine, she said. We're going to do just fine together.
Jesse felt as if he were intruding. He sat silently on his bar stool and rolled the empty glass in his hands.